When you face teams that you faced last year, as opposed to the teams that are fresh, like, you know, like you obviously faced Arizona, you know, this year you faced Jacksonville, you hadn't in the past. So, do you feel like you go in with a better, a little bit, like, mental idea of what you're up against?
No, not really. I mean, you go into each game as prepared as possible, if you've played them or if you haven't. Everybody switches some players each year. There's guys that are injured, they change up the defense, they might add different things. So maybe just used to seeing the jerseys a little bit more, but when it comes to playing, you know, each week you try to treat it the same.
How much can you learn, though, from the Arizona game in particular? A lot of similar players. You threw three touchdowns. They were all to your tight ends in that game. What can you learn from that game, watching the film there?
Yeah, it's like you said, our tight ends had a great game that game, and they're going to see that as well. So I think that you just study the defense, study the scheme, study how guys react to play action, how they react when, you know, different routes are thrown, how are their hips, and you look at that, and then you look at their games this year, of course, and just see what's changed, how are they different, what players are on the field that weren't on there last year, things like that. So that's really what I look at.
But you don't look at that as like a tool, like, hey, I can do this again. It's just one of those things to have in the back of your mind, in a sense? Or
I mean, you go into the game knowing their scheme, and then I react. You don't really know what's going to happen. You try to react when the play is going on. You recognize the defense, recognize what they're doing, and then once the ball is snapping, you're going through your drop, you analyze it in that split second.
How do you value leadership from the quarterback position? I mean, you're not the loudest guy around or anything. Like, are there different ways to get that across, do you think?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's just what comes natural to you. And I've said it before. I believe that you should be who you are. Naturally, and everybody's got an opinion on how a leader should be, but at the end of the day, I really think a leader, it comes from the heart and it should be natural. I have a way of doing certain things, and another quarterback's gonna have a totally different way, but if that's naturally how he does it, it'll come across, because that's what your teammates want. They want to see that's who Nick is, that's how he really is. He's not acting right here, he's not trying to be something he's not, and that's where respect comes.
You guys are averaging over 30 points per game. If the red zone issues, I guess, weren't where they are, how many points do you think you guys would be averaging?
I don't know. I don't look at it. I just know that the important thing is we're playing. We're getting the offense going. Our defense has been playing great, and we've been making great plays on special teams. And I'm a firm believer that you have to play well as a team on all sides of the ball to win in this league and to win in any league. So that's what we have to keep doing.
But is it frustrating to have, like, in a sense, like you feel like you've left points out on the field?
I mean, you can't let that bother you. Yeah, you feel that way, but you can't let it bother you. Everybody has that feeling. The important thing is, how do you move on from that? There's nothing we do about that. We won those games. The most important thing is the record, not stats. Good statistics will lead to winning because you're doing things right, but we're in a position right now where we want to improve. The record doesn't matter. It's on to the next week. This game is the most important game. It's a, you know, one-game season right now.
That being said, what has been the one thing that's kind of held you guys up in the red zone, and what do you think is correctable at this point with that?
I think execution, and what I mean by execution, me getting the ball out quick, accurately, and us just making sure, you know, everybody does their job. It's really the little things. It's the attention to detail. Maybe it's getting the right block, making the right read. Maybe throwing the ball away when we don't have anything, things like that. And if we can do the right things and just stay there and improve each week, we're going to be in a good spot.
What's the key to being successful in the red zone on the road in particular, especially in a dome or ladder building?
On the road, it's really execution. It's you want to come away with touchdowns. That's the big thing, because they're in the home. They're in their home environment. That's where momentum is. They're going to be feeling good. So when we're in the red zone, we need to be smart but aggressive, and we need to get touchdowns. We need to run the ball well. 3-yard completion, 4-yard completion in the red zone is huge, because you're staying inside the chains, you're moving, you're opening up the playbook. So that's what it really comes down to.
What makes a good play action?
You try to make it look like a run. Your body language, ball placement, eyes, everything. Because the defense is going to be studying your film all week when you throw, when you're running. So you want it to look the same, because in their mind, they're not going to know, because they don't have a key. So that's what you really try to do.
Is part of the problem you guys have had, because, I mean, you run a pretty spread offense, you know, you spread the field a lot. You have less field to work with in that area. Is that part of the problem you guys have had, maybe?
No, it really comes down to, we just have to execute. I have to make better plays. I have to make better decisions. I touch the ball each and every play, so I take, you know, a lot of responsibility in us coming away with points in red zone, because I need to make sure I get to the right spot and make smart decisions when I don't have anything. So I think that we're working hard this week to improve on that, and we just need to go out there on the field because that's where it matters and do it.
Thank you.